The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace Srila Satsvarup Das Goswami Gurupad at Gita Nagari on January 1st, 1984.
We've been having some talks about how devotees should take on more responsibilities. It was actually very pointed and specific that Ramananda was requesting the devotees here in Gita Nagari, my disciples. Like challenging them, that some of them have been devotees for several years, they should take on more responsibilities. So, just like in Ireland, some of the boys have taken on responsibilities, but others don't. So we were discussing that. One devotee said yesterday, spoke of a fear of taking responsibility, that because you would make mistakes and you don't come forward and take... I'm going to say, you don't come forward and then you'll be safer. You won't be liable to make a lot of mistakes. You know, different reasons. I also pointed out that responsibility may be different. Somebody may have the nature to be, take responsibility, say, as a Brahmin or more like a Kshatriya. But everyone should start giving and contributing more. Maybe you could say something about how you see the boys and girls, and how you try to promote it, or why do you think they... Some devotees just... Years will go by and they just won't come forward more. They just try to develop a little niche where they don't do so much and sort of don't want to be called on to do much.
Dr. Patri, that little boy,
he's
now leading a Sankirtan party.
Patri does?
Yeah, very well. He's just this small, such a tiny little guy. Your coffee falls over, practically speaking. But he leads a Sankirtan party with great success.
Okay. Three men in a van or something?
Yeah, nobody could see that he would be a leader, but he just did it. He just came and said, I would like to take some responsibility. He came by himself.
Yeah. Not only he came, but he was able to do it then when he was given.
Then Krishna gave him the potency to do it then.
He's probably become very enlivened and serious by being able to do that.
Yeah. But he came forward.
Yeah. Of course, that means responsibility means to do a standard program. Like if he came forward and said, I want responsibility, then he said, you could be Sankirtan leader. And then immediately you start hearing that everything is completely concocted. They're doing everything differently. And you say, well, what is this? He said, well, I wanted to take responsibility, so this is how I wanted to do it. But no, it means to do the... Yeah. That's a real... That is what responsibility is. Every day it gets worse. Yeah, this is a little better. I was there, and then it wasn't so good.
He was saying that unless he can do something really nice for Krishna, he will not be satisfied. That was his point.
Uh-huh.
He said he has been in the background a long time, and this whole mediocre situation, it was not of satisfaction to him.
Uh-huh.
So he wanted to come forward and prove himself. That he also, although the significant thing is that he's just such a small guy, from that point of view, he always had that feeling that he can't do much and he has to stay in the background, you know. But he thought that he should do something as well, and he came forward and he did it, and Krishna gave him all the potency to do it then.
That's good. Yeah.
And he's doing it right to see this.
Yeah.
Someone may say that I, as far as taking responsibility, I don't want to appear puffed up or pushy. I'd rather just be, say, humble and just do my service. And if Krishna recognizes me, that's just like Bhakti Sanatana, saying that you can act in such a way that...
Yeah, but how do you act in such a way that Krishna will see you? Therefore, I said the responsibility, or if you want to call it leadership, may be expressed in different ways. It's like if somebody held down the position of the pujari in the temple for year after year, and nothing was late and everything was nice, and the whole temple felt secure that the deities were actually being worshipped. So that's responsibility, that's leadership, and he can remain. But somehow he has that so much in his character that I don't want to be a front person, I don't want to appear puffed up, I can't handle that. Then still, everyone will see the responsibility and the leadership. And even if everybody else leaves the deity worship, he'll do the whole thing. He's not... But somebody else, he may do it by being a speaker or leading all the devotees in kirtan or management. But... So I say that's still compatible, even if someone says like that, that I'm not the type to do that. But another thing is, we should go beyond our types. It's not that, well, I can't distribute books because I was never a salesman, or I'm not that kind of person, but we can go beyond what we thought we were materially. And that's another thing. Do things that we didn't think we could do. Or we do them in our own way. Why should you think that by taking responsibility you won't be humble? You say, I don't want to be puffed up and get a lot of attention. I just want to do my service. Yes, that motive should be there for everyone. But if the guru says, here, do more and more service. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. Then you can't say, well, I can't take that because I'm trying to be humble. What is the benefit of that? He wants you to do it.
Didn't you, the Prabhupada, say necessity over propensity?
I don't know, but necessity over propensity sounds good. Do the needful. Yeah. Yeah.
And you have to admit the mistakes and protect your heart, like in the forefront, and you have to become humble.
Like in Santo Domingo, Urjaswat was telling me about how he learned Spanish. And there was somebody else who couldn't learn Spanish because he had a high position, like a temple president. And so to actually start to learn the language, a language that you don't know, you have to become completely humble. You have to start talking, and in a way that people are going to laugh at you. There's nothing more humbling that you can't even speak. And even the simplest person, he can speak, and he laughs at you when you try to speak. And then you're straining and stumbling, and even when you say it, it's pronounced funny. So he said, I didn't care about that. I just wanted to get with the people and talk with the people. So I just started trying. And at first they would laugh at me, but immediately there was affection and they liked it. Oh, he's trying to speak our language. So,
somebody better get in.
I thought that was a good example of how you have to be humble. You definitely make mistakes when you try to speak a language you don't know. And similarly, you'll make mistakes when you try to do something. Then you have to correct the mistakes and learn. have to start in.
Isn't this not also a little question how much the Holy actually identify with the Hare Krishna movement? To that degree, then they want to naturally then take responsibility for the Hare Krishna movement.
Yeah, otherwise they're thinking it's
they.
But it should be we.
He was killing. He didn't want to do it at first. That was humility to kill.
Yeah, he wanted to be a nonviolent, good man. So that's an advanced position over the violent man. But he had to become even more humble and give up his idea of goodness. I remember Hridayananda Maharaj gave a talk in India. Someone says, what's the difference? This sounds similar to Christianity. What's the difference? So he said, the Bhagavad Gita begins with the conclusion of Christianity. He said, Christianity teaches turn the other cheek. So Bhagavad Gita began with that. But then it went beyond that, to do whatever is necessary for Krishna. That's a greater humility. Yeah, that's true. That's the more. The more that you want to do has to be an acceptable more. Remember that there's a devotee. Remember his name was Gatravan, remember our party? Big guy. So he was real good on Sankirtan. He could collect a lot of Lakshmi. He was so big and sort of charming to the people in the lots. But whenever he'd go out on Sankirtan, he'd start thinking about all these things. He would stop into the radio station and want to do a radio show and different novel ideas for preaching, but he wouldn't do Sankirtan. He's always up to some crazy thing, and then he'd come back and talk about it. But I was thinking that we could do a program, we could visit the blind people, or why don't we say, instead of using our money for this, we could send our money to all these different things he was coming up with. I said, why don't you just do the Sankirtan? You're always trying to think of something else. But by doing Sankirtan, then he'd qualify to do so many other things. You shouldn't think, well, if I just do this humble service, I'll just be a menial servant all my life.
Then Krishna gets more responsibility.
Yeah, all the big Sankirtan devotees, Triparari Maharaj, Bhagosh, and all those devotees. They're either still doing Sankirtan, and that's glorious, or by that background they're doing something else. So if you can be a Gurukul teacher for 20 years or something, that'll be glorious. And if by sticking to being a Gurukul teacher, then something else comes up, then we can say, well, Haridas can do it, he's very steady, he's been doing this service. Like Mandaleswar, I wanted to do Gurukul, and I asked him to do the Back to Godhead. There's so many adventures and different things. Like I was asking that one trusted man of yours, I said, oh, but I thought he would like to do that other thing. You said, well, he does whatever I tell him, David Preston. So first he's identifying that I'm going to be the preacher in North Ireland, then he's going to be the Sankirtan leader, as is required. So you can present your idea of more, but see if the spiritual master agrees that it's more, or if it's just abandonment of your duty out of restlessness or that it's too difficult. Then that's a different thing, then that's less. We're saying that the spiritual master has to accept also. If a disciple says he can't do something, then he may relieve him of that duty, but that's doing less. Oh, that's nice. Oh, what was there? Some example. Somebody wanted to do more, and I agreed. I said, as long as you can do it without compromising some other engagement that he had, that would be the condition.